As you aim for more visibility and influence, you may find yourself overwhelmed by the multitude of opportunities knocking on your door. Yet there's a powerful realization that to truly flourish, you need to cultivate focus, deepen your connection, and align with your core priorities, especially being in tune with yourself. Today's minisode shares how embracing the natural seasons of life and business can guide us towards more authentic, grounded, and intuitive paths to success. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Season Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. Today, we're tapping into a topic that I know hits home for many of us who are building our future visions. You're out there growing your visibility, your influence, and saying yes to countless opportunities. But here's the thing, and let's be real for a moment. Amidst the whirlwind of success, there's this gnawing feeling that we need to focus more. Focus not just on our businesses, but on what truly matters, our connections, our presence with those important to us, and importantly, with ourselves. It's really about tuning in more deeply to our intuition and the true vision that is uniquely ours. Have you ever noticed how business is not just randomly divided into quarters and halves? Like, it's not a random thing. It actually mimics the seasons of nature. And this is not by accident. Everything in our lives happens in seasons, from our growth, from children to adults, to evolving skills, shifting relationships, and even the way our bodies change over time. Let me share a story that really brings this home. It was April 2022, and I found myself searching for a deeper connection with my community. I wanted to help them integrate supportive habits effortlessly, almost like setting their lives on autopilot toward their dreams. I know, a tall order. And I started by asking, what daily practice do you yearn for without having to constantly think about it? And as I explored ways to connect beyond the distractions of social media, I realized the power of something more personal and direct. And that journey led me from leveraging my weekly email list since May 2015 to contemplating the impact of daily texts. So imagine receiving a daily text from me, right? And a little message, a little note, something to keep you on track. And so I did give it a try, and the response was really, really good. But even with texts, I knew that we could go deeper. And that's where the idea of an app began to form, an idea that initially felt really daunting, but grew into something I couldn't shake off. So fast forward, and the Seasons app was born, and you've heard me talking about it. And it became a space where we could sync our lives with our own natural rhythms, with the seasons of our life and businesses, to nurture our biggest, boldest dreams. And it wasn't just about sending daily updates. It was about developing a community where we prioritize our needs, where we no longer let our dreams get derailed by others' schedules. You see, in this journey of entrepreneurship, I don't know about you, but I find it is so easy to feel like you have to keep pushing to achieve that next thing before you can allow yourself to dream and truly live in alignment with those dreams. We often put our lifestyle desires on the back burner because of the expectations that we perceive from others. But here is a gentle reminder. You were created for good things. Things like pleasure, enjoyment, and the journey towards what you achieve can and should feel good. You get to feel good right now. I will say that on repeat over and over. And this realization isn't just a solo journey. It brings me to the essence of this season's collective, a supportive space where women with growing dreams, as they grow into themselves, come together to live into what's possible. It celebrates taking action, stepping into the fear that once held us back, recognizing that this fear is exactly the direction we're meant to walk towards. The Seasons Collective isn't just about accountability. It's about being celebrated for opening ourselves to the possibilities in our lives, for taking steps towards achieving them, even if it feels foreign. It's about playing a bigger game and not apologizing for our ambition, holding our value, and living with courage. And also, with all of that said, having so much grace on ourselves to rest when we need to recalibrate, to allow ourselves to move into different areas and pivot and shift with no fear really of what will they think. Because guess what? Anybody in business understands we put things out there and sometimes they just don't land and sometimes they take off, but we have to take that step of courage first. So I just want to say this, your business, your dreams, they're not separate from the rest of your life. They are intertwined with every single season that you go through, personally and professionally. And as we move forward, remember that feeling grounded and connected to your intuition and vision is not just beneficial, it's essential. And you're not alone in this journey. Together in spaces like the Seasons Collective, we support each other in living a life that's not just about reaching for more, but about achieving more with joy, presence, and a deep connection to what truly matters. So here's to embracing our seasons, to growing into ourselves, and to creating a life and business that not only meets, but exceeds our wildest dreams. Thank you so much for listening today. Check out information about the Seasons Collective in the show notes. I can't wait to see what we create together. Big blessings.